Welcome to Aspire. This is Aspire Rehab podcast, radio program, TV program. I do so much. Is being aired for November 12th, 2022. What should I do? This is the questions I've been getting of late. This is really an interesting question from Roy in Los Angeles. He's been listening to me for many, many years, and I want to thank Roy for that, for his kindness. And he talks about, and we talked about this a little bit last week, where someone wrote in and talked about the idea that, you know, they can't do enough good, or there's the good they do just disappears and to the ethers, and it doesn't really matter what we do, that kind of thing. So his question is, what should I do with my life? Nothing seems important to me. Nothing. Yeah, this is something that I see in millennials a lot. I see it in Gen Xers. I see it in a lot of people. You know, you look at people and you think, what are you doing with your life? You remember those guys, those kids that you knew in high school, and you were a senior and you were about to graduate, and you say, well, what are you going to do? You know, and they, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I get a job. And that was it. And then those people turned out to be very, very, very sad. They were unhappy with their life. I've had five of my high school chums kill themselves, commit suicide, basically because they didn't know what they wanted to do and they saw no point in living, yada, yada, yada. And that, of course, is serious. And we're seeing a lot of people committing suicide, especially young people these days. And what is that? What are we doing? Why is this all happening? Well, there are so many reasons, and one of them has to do with the way they were raised. They weren't raised with any sense of, you know, the parents being much interested in what the child was, who the child was, what their aptitudes were. They just weren't much interested in that, so they didn't get much involved in it. What should I do with my life? Nothing seems important. Roy, listen to me. Try to understand. I don't know how old you are. You didn't tell me, but I can tell you this. Every little thing you do is important. There isn't one nuance in your life that isn't important. Everything is crucial. Everything is important. There isn't a gesture you could make. There isn't an act you can do, from wiping your rear end to changing a tire, to helping a sick person, to working with people that need your help in any way, shape, or form. There isn't anything that isn't important. And if you understand any of this that I've just said, you can come to a place inside your life where you understand the importance of love in your life. Because anything I do, if I don't do it in love, just becomes one more crazy stunt that Greg Penn is pulling on himself. So I make sure that my days are filled with things that are important to me. I do hospice. It is very, very important to me. I do counseling with my students. It is very, very important to me. I do workshops, retreats. Very, very important to me. Helping people in general is very important. And if you can help them awaken, if you can help them find the way within themselves, then all the better. And then you've really contributed to a major portion of their life. You say you can't find anything that seems important. Oh, everything is important. I can't urge this enough to you. The real thing that you need to look at is why you can't find the importance. The importance is love. The importance is forgiveness in anything you do. We need to stretch ourselves beyond the boundaries of our emotionalism, of our needing to want to be, to have some sort of gratification for whatever we do. So I have to lift myself beyond my genetic dispositions and not be lazy and lethargic and go into doing things that, quite frankly, Greg would not really want to do. I mean, what does Greg really want to do? If I look at it, it would be mundane and ridiculous and repetitive. It'd be self-serving. I don't do that. You have to find something that you can do that is beyond the confines of your emotional need for reassurance, gratification, and what you would call self-love. Now, I work with children in my BATMO project. That is, they are hungry, they are tired, they don't have clothes, it's just terrible. And these kids that I work with, that I come and deliver things to help them, is one of the great joys of my life. Not because I'm doing, quote unquote, the good, but because they now realize there's adults that care. Adults that have impressed them to do noble things instead of selfish things. And maybe, just maybe, one of them or two of them out of the hundreds I've worked with might spread that joy somewhere else in some other way and do the kindness maybe that I have shared with them. I never tell them who I am. I never, encourage them to be anything more than their heart. I talk to them about their heart, their authentic heart, and about living from the heart and how important it is to live from the heart. And that's all I talk to them about. And I have to have an interpreter there because they speak Spanish. So it takes time. It's an effort. Do something, Roy, that Roy wouldn't want to do. Do something that Roy and his family would think of as beneath them, or maybe above them, I don't know. But find something you can do that would inaugurate inside of you a new lifestyle, a way of living that is beyond the confines of your genetic nature. Now, you can do this, but it will take time for you to get used to the idea of doing something without reward, without getting something back for what you do. And that's the difficulty that most people have. They want to do only those things that make them happy. We live in a world where there are overpopulation and there's a lot of people that need help. And if you don't get some sense of that gravitas in your life, then you haven't been out there seeing what needs to be done. There are many things you can do. You can help the homeless. You can feed the homeless. We have centers around here where we volunteer to feed people and help people. These things, there are many, many things we can do, all of us. And in doing those things, we bring about inside of us, we do that inauguration, as I call it, of tremendous goodness. And that goodness has a way of spreading all over the world. And more importantly, all over you. Every good deed is an important one. And yes, I talked yesterday about every good deed goes unpunished. And it does. There's a lot of people who wouldn't appreciate, the goodness of your heart. But don't let that bother you. Nobody likes you anyway, as I did in my series, Nobody Likes You Anyway. So it's the object of being true to your heart. And if you're true to your heart, you have done a tremendous good for this world. And that's really what it's all about. Just doing those things that make love possible. I'm out of here. Hope that helped you. I really do. Thank you for listening. And Roy, thank you for your kind email. And please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air next week. I hope you will join me. Again, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.